Hey, howdy folks. I got news and views with attitude coming at you here today, and start off with the Victorian era. Go way back in time and think about the toilets and all the waste things that they didn't have. Right? People threw slop out into the streets and bathrooms or outhouses and so on, right? And people didn't have showers and such. So hygiene was kind of an issue. And so what did people do about it? I just recently discovered this. It was at a Costco store, a woman selling flowers. She said, "Do you know about flowers?" I said, "I don't know. Help me, tell me." And she said, "Well, people used to walk around with flowers a lot. And when the smells were kind of, you know, overbearing, they would have the flowers closer to their nose and smell the flowers." I thought that was kind of interesting. Hey, work with me. I mean, liberal policy stinks. I don't think flowers would help them, but just saying. The percentage of U.S. adults who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something else that's kind of weird is almost 10%, according to a Gallup poll person. And that person said, "We're getting so close to the 10 figure. It's a notable milestone, and everybody's excited about that because, of course, homosexuality has been on a conversion kind of track here for the last several years. It's not enough just to tell people your sexual preference. You have to say, come and join us." And they're doing that more or less with all the subliminals and all the things. A couple of things with that. Number one, who cares? I could care less. Keep your sexuality to yourself. Marry a bale of hay, but hey, you have that right. But hey, I have the right. You can't bring the bale of hay to my house, right? So that's number one. Number two, I don't believe the 10%. I'll bark like a fox if that's correct. That's more like 1%, maybe 2%. But this is another thing with promotion. This is a left-wingism promotion. So if you phone somebody and say, "Hi, are you homosexual?" What's the answer? I mean, come on. You really think they're going to say yes? Maybe. I mean, if you phoned me and said that, I would say, none of your business. So would you put me down as a yes? I mean, maybe. And bisexuality is... hold it. Maybe it is. I'm going to come out of the closet. I'm straight. Come on already. Keep it to yourself. Now, let's jump over to Canada. This is pretty weird stuff. This is for every country to make sure it doesn't come to you. And if it's already with you, let me know. Send us an email. Send a comment on this show because I'd like to know. But the CRA, the Canadian Revenue something, I don't know. It's the tax department. They prepay people. So if you make X dollars last year, then this year they say, "We know you'll make the same." And every quarter you have to write a check and mail it to them. You have to prepay your taxes. So if you paid $50,000 in taxes last year, you have to pay $50,000 this year. And they put it over the four increments, okay? What the heck? You know, making you pay on money you haven't even earned yet? But that's not the real rub. The real rub is if you don't pay it in installments, you could charge interest. They've done this for years. So they charge you interest on money that you haven't earned if you don't pay in advance for money that you may not earn. Oh boy, that's another tax on top of tax. More than 85% of the money that a Canadian earns is taxed with GST and at the tills and all these other things. That's a lot. So I want to talk about Canada some more. I mean, there's more than 7,000 lawyers in British Columbia. And the BC Law Society, they're the guiding hand. You know, sometimes they guide them in the wrong direction, I think. You know, law is an old and tired profession. I don't like how they talk, you know, my lord, my lady, your worship, and so on. But now in British Columbia, at least, they have pronouns. Pronouns. Every lawyer has to have a pronoun. It's not a law, but they're saying... you know, it's a smoldering issue, and you need to do as we direct. So the direction from the Law Society is that you have to use a pronoun. And so that's an expectation of proper conduct. And so, of course, lawyers are doing it because if you push back, you know, you're in trouble. Lawyers, stand up and push back. I mean, man up, cowboy up, do something. I mean, good bloody grief. Every lawyer, you go into court and other places and on all their letterhead, not all, they all have in K, but they're close. In court, I think they all have caved. You know, "Hi, your worship, I am blah, 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 and I am he, her, sure." And to me, I just assume they're all homosexual, right? Son of a gun. Lastly, I got a last. Hang with me. Here it is. Many states are working to pay descendants of black slaves large amounts of money after, you know, hundreds of years after the fact. So it occurred to me then that the Vikings, who were my people are the Vikings, they also had many slaves from countries. They invaded all white people in England, France, and so many other places. So based on the American model then, it's reasonable that Norway would pay zillions of dollars to all of their citizens who have a lineage of slavery in their blood. You know, my people came from Norway, but I want to say that my great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave from England. I want a $1 billion check. I mean, is that okay? Liberals, they have broken brains. Y'all come back. See ya.